Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Mem Aleph. We are holding on Daf Mem on the base at the very end of the page at Meisivei, two lines from the end of the page. Today's year is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha LaShalom. We thank him once again very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So after we finish up our conversation that we were right in the middle of from yesterday, the Gemara is going to discuss whether you're allowed to be medaleg in Kriyas HaTorah and in Kriyas HaNevi, and what the conditions would have to be to skip from one section of the Torah to another during the Kriya. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that the Kohen Gadol reads one Parsha by heart. Why don't they just take roll the Torah or take out another Sefer Torah to read the next Parsha that he has to read? And then the Gemara is going to discuss the aftermath of the eight brachos of the Kohen Gadol. And then we're going to, the Mishnah, in the middle of Amud Aleph, is going to go through the procedure for Hakel. So we're going to move from the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim to the Kriya of the Melech in Hakel. The Gemara is going to discuss why the Torah uses four different phrases to describe the day on which we do Hakel. Do we really need four markers to be able to figure out what that day is? Then the Gemara is going to discuss why Agrippas HaMelech was allowed to stand and be mochel on his kavod. Normally a Melech should not be mochel on his kavod, but Agrippas HaMelech was mochel on his kavod as he read the Parsha of Hakel, and the Gemara is going to talk about the consequences of Chanufa, and when it's mutter to do Chanufa, because Agrippas HaMelech was someone who was upset because his yichus was that of an Eved and not that of a Melech, and they were machnifim, and they said, chinuata, so that's going to lead us into a discussion of Chanufa, and then on the bottom of Amud Beis, going over to Amud Aleph and wrapping up the Perek, are going to be five different statements that Reb Lazar has about Chanufa. So the Perek pretty much ends with discussions relating to Chanufa. And I mean, the real end of the Perek is four people who are not Mekabel Pnei Shechina, but we're definitely not going to get to that today. So let's begin on Daf Mem Amud Beis. So we were right in the middle of discussing how the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol was able to be done where he stood up to greet the Sefer Torah because he was previously sitting, even though in Yeshiva Ba'azara al-Machs Be'Sav Bulvad, because it was not in the Azara, it was in the Ezra's Nashim. So says Mar Meisvei, but I'll tell you, when we talk about the Parsha of Hakel, we say Ve'Heichon Korinbo. Where does the Melech read from the Sefer Torah? So Ba'azara, that it's got to be in the Azara. And the Gemara assumes that this means the real Azara, the Azara that has the highest level of Kedusha, where they would do the Avoda. So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Bahar Abayis. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, no, not in the Azara, only in a place that has Kedushas Har Abayis, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says about the Kriyas HaTorah of Ezra HaSofer in Sefer Nehemiah, Vayikra Bo Lifnei HaRechov Asher Lifnei Shar Hamayim. So according to the Tanakhama, it was in the Azara, and the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, Mistama, was in the same place, was in the Azara. So how could it be that the Kohen Gadol sat there? So it says, Amar Rav Chista Be'Ezras Nashim. No, when Tanakhama says Be'Azara, he doesn't mean Ezras Yisrael, where there's Nisri Yeshiva, he means Be'Ezras Nashim. V'Korei Achremos V'Achbasar. Okay, so now the Mishnah had said that the Kohen Gadol reads Parshas Achremos, and he reads the Parsha of Achbasar, and then he skips from Parshas Achremos, meaning he's skipping from Parshas Achremos to Achbasar, which is Parshas Emor. So it says, Urminu, I'll ask you a stira, because the Gemara in the Mishnah says in Maseches Megillah, Midalgin b'Navi ve'ein Midalgin b'Torah, that while one is allowed to skip around in reading from a Navi, you're not allowed to skip from one place to another in reading from the Torah. So how could the Kohen Gadol be Midaleg in the Torah itself? So I'm Rabbi, look, Kasha, Kan, B'Kadesh Yivsoka Torgaman, Kan, B'Kadesh Lo Yivsoka Torgaman. When the Mishnah Megillah says you're not allowed to be Midaleg in the Torah, that's talking about where the distance between the two Parshios is so great that before you finish rolling the Sefer Torah to where you need to get to read that second Parsha, the Meturgaman is finished being Metargam, the Pasuk you had said previously, and then the Tzibur is going to have to sit there just waiting for you to find the place. So that's no good. But our Mishnah that says you're allowed to be Medalik is talking about a case where you're just jumping to another nearby spot in the Torah, where by the time the Meturgaman has finished being Metargam, you will have already found the spot and you'll be ready to pick it right up, and it's not going to be a problem. It's not going to cause the Tzibur tzibur to sit there waiting. So frankly, Gemara v'ha Allah, but on this isser of being medalig that the Mishnah Megillah tells us, katani, the hemshech of that Mishnah says, medalgin b'navi ve'in medalgin b'torah v'yad kama medalgin, and when you're medalig in the Navi, how much can you skip around in the Navi? Ad Kadesh Lo Yisro Katorgaman. That's in the Navi, you're only allowed to be medalig Ad Kadesh Lo Yisro Katorgaman. Milchal de Betorah Klal Klal Lo, which makes it sound like even that's not okay when it comes to being medalig in the Torah. So we're back to Arkasha. How is he allowed to be medalig in the Torah? How could the Kohen Gadol, when he's doing his Kriya, skip from one Parsha to the other? You're not allowed to be medalig in the Torah, even Kadesh Lo Yisro Katorgaman. Ella Amar Abaye, so Abaye says a second attempt at an answer. Lo kasha. Kan b'inyin echad, kan b'shnei inyanim. That in our Mishnah, that the Kohen Gadol is medaleg, that's in the same inyan. He's skipping from one parsha relating to Yom HaKippurim to another parsha relating to Yom HaKippurim. So as long as you do that within, b'kadesh lo yisak b'torgaman, that's okay even in the Torah. But the Mishnah in Megillah, it says you're not allowed to be medaleg in the Torah. It's talking about to go from one inyan to another inyan. So even if it's b'kadesh lo yisak b'torgaman, you would not be allowed to do that, because when it's one inyan, you'll be more prone to hear it, to listen to it, and to follow along. When it's another inyan, you're not going to be able to follow along as easily. That's how Rashi seems to understand. The Darkei David just raised the question: why is that Tali and Dilugim? Even without Dilugim, there are certain inyanim that stop and start with other inyanim, and that's what the Hafsakos are between the Parshios of the Torah, to give Revach to Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mizbo between one parsha and another parsha. But we don't find by Kriyas HaTorah in general that we are mafsik between one parsha and another parsha. So by Dilug also, why would we need to be mafsik between one and the other, just because they're about two different topics? So that's why Darkei David says he has a different interpretation, different than Rashi. He says, when we say we're not medalig b'shnei inyanim, it's because it's a bizayon to the psukim that you're medalig on, as if you're saying, I'm not interested in these psukim. But when it's b'inyan echad, we know that it's not that you're not interested in these psukim, it's that the topic at hand is Yom HaKippurim. So you need to find the psukim that relate to Yom HaKippurim to read those psukim. So it's less of a bizayon. That's how the Darkei David says, differently than Rashi. Says Gemara, and I'll bring you a raya that when it comes to being medalig in the Torah, you're allowed to be medalig as long as it's, you have two criteria, that it's within the same inyan, and that no one's going to have to sit around waiting after the Torgaman finishes being mitargim. Vatanya, the Braisa confirms this. Medalgin b'Torah b'inyan echad, u'benavi b'shnei inyanim. That you're allowed to be medalgin b'Torah when it's inyan echad, and navi even when it's shnei inyanim. V'kan v'kan b'kadesh lo yisak b'Torgaman. But the condition has to be that it's kadesh lo yisak b'Torgaman. V'ein medalgin minavi l'navi, but even within navi, you're not allowed to be medalgin from one sefer to another sefer, from Yishayot, Tir Miyor, or something like that, because that's going to cause a lot of confusion. Ubenavi shel shnei masar medalgim, but within the treyasar, you're allowed to be medalgim even from one navi to another, because all of the treyasar, in a certain sense, is considered a single sefer. Ubelvachli medalgim misofa sefer l'tchilaso, but you're not allowed to be medalgim backwards. You have to be medalgim forwards within the treyasar or within the svarim. V'golal es haTorah menicha b'chiko. Then the Mishnah said the Kohen Gadol rolls up the Torah and he holds it in his lap, and every and he says, Yosef Masha Karasi Lefnechem Kosov Khan, that there's more written here than I read, and then he does the rest of it balpeh. So says Marva Kolkach Lama, why do we have to announce such a thing? So Shlala Hotzilaz, I'll say for Torah, that since everyone's going to see that the Parsha of Ba'asar, that's in Sefer Bamidbar, he's saying balpeh, and the previous Parshas he read from the Torah, people are going to say that third Parsha that he's reading must not be in the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah must be a Sefer Pogum. So therefore, he has to announce that no, the third parsha is also in the Sefer Torah. The fact that you're not reading it mitoch haSefer is for the reasons that we're going to explain in the Gemara, because of the Tircha Dizbur or whatever else. But he has to confirm that the Sefer is not pogum. So says the Gemara Uba Asar Shabuchum Shabikudim. So then he says the parsha of Uba Asar in Sefer Bamidbar Korei Alpeh. He does that one Balpeh. So frankly, Gemara, why the Lichrochei LaSefer? Just roll the Sefer. Sefer from Vayikra to Bamidbar, Velikri, and then you'll read straight from the Sefer. So answer the Gemara, Amrav Hun Bar Yud Amrav Sheshes Lefi Shem Golol in Sefer Torah B'Tzibur. It's not covered at Tzibur to be Golol the Sefer Torah when everyone, the way the Rishonim say, when everyone has to sit there, Yoshev Bishtika, when everyone has to sit there silently. I would argue nowadays that's very kind to assume that everyone will sit there silently, that the problem is going to be even worse than everyone having to sit there silently, is that people will not sit there silently. The Rishonim all raised the question, the Tos HaRash, the Tos Yishanim, the Tos Rabbeinu Peretz, the Ritva, they all raised the question that the Gemara had asked, why are we medaleg at all? And the Gemara said that it's binyan echad when it's pachas mikdash yivsakam torgman, you're allowed to be medaleg. When it's yosem mikdash yivsakam torgman, you're not allowed to be medaleg. So what's the Gemara asking? Be goal of the Sefer Torah. Being goal of the Sefer Torah from Parsh Zemar to Parsh Pilchas is a long galila. That will take a while. That will take longer than the torgman will go. So isn't it pashut that you're not allowed to be goal? I mean, why does the Gemara raise this as a question now that this is even a possibility? So the Rishonim point out in the name of Rabbeinu Yosef, that the Gemara knew that you're not allowed to be medalik b'tor Yosem k'deshi v'sakam torgman, like we already said. But the Gemara is explaining why is it in the Brisa that it's asal medalik b'tora, and the Gemara could have asked on the Brisa itself. But the Gemara would rather ask on the Mishnah than ask on the Brisa. Meaning, there's really a follow-up to the Brisa itself. Meaning, we're really asking, what's the basis for that Isser? We know that it's Usser. We just explained that it's Usser. But why? So the Gemara is saying, because if you do a bit Tzibur, it's not good. It's not respectful for the Tzibur. Tos HaRash doesn't like that answer. And he says, Ein Medalgam B'Torah and Ein Golan Sefer Torah B'Tzibur are two separate dinim. Dilug is an Isser even if you're not Golel, because even if you open up all the Dapim, the Sefer Torah, to the place where you're going to read from, so you don't have to be Golel at all, but everyone's going to think that the Kriya is in the same Inyan. So it says, B'Shnei Inyanim, Ein Medalgin, even Kadesh Lo'isakam and Torgaman. Whereas Golel is a different Inyan. Golel is when you actually have to do something physically to the Sefer Torah. Okay, so now the Gemara says, if the reason you're not Korei in this, the third Parsha from the Sefer itself, is because of the lack of Kavod HaTzibur, there is another option. Lacey, Sefer Torah Achrina. Get another Sefer Torah, Velikri, and read from another Sefer Torah. So Rav Huna Bar Yudah Amar Mishum Pagamo Shel Rishon. What are people going to think when we put away that first Sefer Torah? People are going to think that there must have been a problem with it, and that's why we're not reading from it. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Lefi Shein Varchum Bracha Shein Tzricha. If you take out another Sefer Torah, you're going to have to say a Birchas HaTorah a second time on that Sefer Torah, and it's going to cause a Bracha Shein Tzricha. So that's why we say we'd rather you be Korei Bal Peh rather than either cause a pagam to the first Sefer Torah or an assumed pagam to the first Sefer Torah or require a new bracha. So frankly, Gemara, Michai Shinu Pagama, every time you take out a new Sefer Torah with Choshesh, that people are going to think that the first Sefer Torah is pagam. You ever been in shul on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah? V'am Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Rosh Chodesh Teves Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, you know what we do? So maybe Shalosh Toros, we take out three Sefer Torah. V'korei Achas Min Yano Shal Yom, we read the Parsha Shavuot, one of them, the Achash Shal Rosh Chodesh, we read the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh in the second one, the Achash Shal Chanukah, and we read the Chanukah Kriya Satorah in a third Sefer Torah. So you see that we're not Choshesh, people are going to say that there's a Pagam in the first Sefer Torah just because we're taking out another Sefer Torah. We do it all the time. So it's interesting that was the Gemara's question, right? The Achronim raised the Shaila, why do you have to go to three Sefer Torah? And there's so many times that we take out two Sefer Torah. Every Rosh Chodesh, you take out, every Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you're always taking out two Sefer Torah. So just say that Rosh Chodesh, stop. Why do you have to make it Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah? So Yaakov Emden, Shailas Yaivitz, points out that it's the derech of the Gemara always to prefer asking from a Mishnah or a Brisa rather than from a Memra, rather than just something from Svara alone. And we don't find anywhere in the Gemara that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh they take out two Sefer Torah. The Gemara never says that explicitly, that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh they take out two Sefer Torah. The Gemara does say explicitly that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah you take out three. And then we realize from there, oh, I guess when it's just Shabbos Rosh Chodesh you take out two. So we always prefer to ask from a source. You always want to ask from sources. Anyone could say svaras, but whenever you ask a question, it's a good rule in learning also. Rav Shachter often points out that you could tell a person who's a real Talmud Chacham versus someone who's not. People who are very smart can ask a lot of good kashas, but someone who asks a kasha with, but it says here, you know, they have a source, they have rayas to whatever ideas that they say, that's what a Talmud Chacham is. So the Gemara always wants to know, well, show me a source. It brings an actual braisa. That's what we always prefer to do. So anyway, so the Gemara is asking the question, what would be so terrible if the Kohen Gadol took out another Sefer Torah and read from another Sefer Torah? After all, we do it all the time. No, Tlasa Gavri, but Tlasa Sifri, Lekha Pagama. It's no Pagama in the earlier Sefer Torah if you're having new Aliyos, new Olim, new people reading from the new Sefer Torah like we do on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. V'chad gavr betrei sifri ika pagama. But if it's the Kohen Gadol doing all the Kriya on Yom HaKippurim and he's going to switch Torahs in the middle, that's going to be a pagam for the Sefer Torah. U'mevarich aleh shmona brachos. We said the Kohen Gadol is then mevarich on the Torah after the Kriya. He's mevarich 8 brachos. So Tan Rabbanan, mevarchan ala Torah kederek shemevarchan v'esa knesses. What is the content of these brachos? So the bracha on the Torah is the same bracha we say after Kriya Satorah, whenever you get an aliyah. Those are familiar brachos to us because kitikna. Those are the same brachos you have in Shmon Esrei for avoda and for hoda, right? The bracha of ritzei and the bracha of modim and the mechilas avon. So al mikdash b'fnei atzmo, on the mikdash b'fnei atzmo is its own separate bracha. Al kohanim b'fnei atzmo is its own separate bracha. Al yisrael b'fnei atzmo, al yishlaim b'fnei atzmo. So all of those are separate brachos. Vashar tefila, and then the Mishnah says, and the rest is tefila. So the Gemara brings a brisa that explains the nusach of that final bracha. Tanu Rabbanan, Hashar Tfila, the Kohen Gadol says a bracha that incorporates Tfila, Tchina, Rina, Ubakasha, Sha'amcha Yisrael, Tzrich, and Livasha, that Klal Yisrael needs a Yeshua, V'choseim, B'shomei Tfila. And he concludes that bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomei Tfila. Mikan Ve'elach, after he finishes all the brachos, what happens next? Kol Echad Ve'echad, maybe Sefer Torah, Mitoch Beso, everyone brings the Sefer Torah from their home, the Korebo, and they read from their Sefer Torah. The Kol Kach Lama, why do they do that? Kedei Laharos Chazuso L'Rabim, in order to show the beauty of their Sefer Torah in public, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zekeli Van Veyu, which the Chacham Darshan Hisna L'Fan of B'mitzvos, and one of the ways to be Misna L'Fan of B'mitzvos, Gemara says in Shabbos, and Nazir, is Sefer Torah Na'at, that you should, one of the mitzvah Taryag in the Torah is to write a Sefer Torah, and you should do it B'Hidur, so everyone would show the great Hidur mitzvah that they accomplished by writing for themselves a beautiful Sefer Torah. In Tshuvas Tshuva Me'ava, Chelek Aleph, Simul Chaf, he's bothered why it is that the Rambam skips this. The Rambam leaves out this halacha, that they would bring their Sefer Torah from their home after the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. So his Rebbe, the Nadib Yehuda, responds, and he quotes his Rebbe in Simul Chaf Aleph, in the next Tshuva, he quotes his Rebbe's Tshuva back to him, he says, Ani Tamiya Al Tamihaso, I don't know what your kasha is. This is not a din, this is not a law, this is not a halacha. The Bryce is just telling us a Maisa Shahaya, that this was something that they were nohik to do, but it's just a hanaga that they did because they thought it would be appropriate and that it would be nice, but it had nothing to do with any halacha. Was it even mutter though? Rashi writes, the fact that they were allowed to bring the Sefer Torah, meaning this carrying from their house on Yom Kippur, so are they allowed to carry the Sefer Torah from their house on Yom Kippur? So Rashi writes, the fact that they would bring it from their house to the Azara, even though it's going through Rosh Hashanah, is because this Tana must assume, like the Shita in Maseches Yuma, that Ein Erev Hotzah L'Yom HaKippurim, that the Yisrael Hotzah Mirshus L'Rishus and the Din of Erev Chatzeros doesn't apply to Yom HaKippurim, that's only a Din in Shabbos. And the Yom Kippur, you don't need an Erev, there's no Yisrael of Hotzah, it's Mutal Taltel, even without an Erev. That's one Mahalich Rashi has. The other answer Rashi has is that Yerushalayim, the Gemara in Erevin says that Yerushalayim's doors were locked and closed at night. So if that's true, then it doesn't have a din of Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. It has a din of a Chatzim Shutefes, which means you can make an Erev Chatzeros and you can carry throughout all of Yerushalayim, and that's what they must have done, and that's why they were able to carry. So two possibilities, Rashi says. Either there's never a problem of Hotzah in the first place in Yom Kippur, and if there is a problem of Hotzah in the first place in Yom Kippur, you're assuming that Yerushalayim doesn't have a din of Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, and therefore it lends itself to making an Erev. It's interesting, though, because Rashi in Maseches Yuma gives a totally different answer. Rashi in Maseches Yuma, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, says, no, they brought their Sefer Torah in Erev Yom Kippur to the Azara, because he can't carry it on Yom Kippur, and then they had it available to them. So the Acharonim are bothered. Why would Rashi change his mind from Maseches Yuma to Maseches Sota? Totally different approach. So in that same series of Tshuvas, in Tshuva Me'ava, in the Sefer Tshuva Me'ava, the Talmud of Nedib Yehuda, so in Simin Yotes, the previous Tshuva to the one we just mentioned, he answers based on the Gemara in Erevin, that after they were Nifritzu Pratzos B'chomis Yerushalayim, once they breached the walls of Yerushalayim, it then had a din of a Rosh Hashanah Midaraisa, and they couldn't make an Erev anymore. So that's why you needed Rashi in both places. That Rashi over here is talking about before there were any Pirtzos in the walls of Yerushalayim. But once there were Pirtzos in the walls, so then it was us to be Metaltan Sivatar Yom Kippur. So then Rashi, and therefore, according to those that say Erev Otsah Yom Kippur, that there is an Isra Otsah, you need what Rashi says in Maseches Yoma, that they would bring already an Erev Yom Kippur, they would bring the Sifrei Torah. So they changed the Hanhaga, that initially they would bring an on Yom Kippur and they just either relied on an Erev or didn't need an Erev. And then, once there appeared to us in the wall, then they had to change the Hanhaga and bring from Erev Yom Kippur. And the Yehuda says that the basis of Rashi, the reason Rashi changes his mind, is because the Guf HaBraisa, the actual Braisa that the Gemara quotes, there's a change in the lashon of the Braisa from Maseches Yuma to Maseches Sota. A sensitive reader will notice, says the Nodeb Yehuda, that the girsa in Maseches Yuma is kol echad ve'echad mevi sefer Torah mi beso v'korei. It could be that the word mibeso is not going on the word mevi, it's going on sefer Torah, meaning that you are not mevi it mibeso, you're mevi a sefer Torah mibeso. You're mevi the sefer Torah that you normally keep in your house. When are you mevi? On Erev Yom Kippur. But over here, it doesn't say mevi sefer Torah kolecha vechad, mevi sefer Torah mibeso, it says kolecha vechad, mevi sefer Torah mitoch beso. Mitoch beso sounds like you're taking it from your house right now. Oh, so Rashi needs to say that you're not doing that on Erev Yantif. It sounds like you're doing that right now, either Ein Erev Otsah, or that they actually had an Erev Chatzeros. Okay, so now we transition to the next item that could only be said, B'Lashon HaKodesh, and that is the Parsha HaMelech. So up until now, we were talking about the Parsha of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur. Now we're talking about the Parsha HaMelech, which is the Hakel that was done in the year following the Shemitah year on Chag HaSukkos. Now, that the Melech would read the Mishnah Torah to the people. Now, it's interesting, it never says in Chumash that the Melech is the one that has to do the reading in that Maimed. The Rashi writes, it's supposed to be done al yedei the Melech. The Medrash, the Sifri, says that on the pasuk in Parsha Melech says v'kasuv lo Mishnah HaTorah zos al sefer. Why do you say Mishnah HaTorah? The Melech has to write the entire Torah. He needs his own sefer Torah in its entirety. Why only Mishnah Torah? So the Medrash answers that on Hakel we only read the Mishnah Torah. So the kriya of Hakel al yedei the Melech, it must be al yedei a Melech because the pasuk addresses a Melech and says something about Mishnah Torah. So it must be that that's referring to the mitzvah of Hakel, that Hakel is limited to Mishnah Torah, and that relates to the Melech. Tos Yomtov writes that the source of the idea that it has to be the Melech is that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yehoshua, Tikra Satara Zos Neged Kol Yisrael Baznehem, and Yehoshua had a status of a Melech. So we see that it's a mitzvah that's mutal on the Melech. Darkei David just says, how do I know that that pasuk was said to Yehoshua? So in Kiryas Sefer, he says that the Melech is Kore, is derived from somewhere else. Tikra Satara Zos, and Moshe was a Melech. So we understand that the pasuk is talking about Moshe, not on Yehoshua. So either way, it's a conversation between two people who were a Melech. So whoever is supposed to be Tikra, right, whether it's talking about Moshe or whether it's talking about Yehoshua, it's a person who had the status of Melech. So you see that a Melech has to be the one that does it. The Tiferes Yisrael, though, on the Mishnah, says, no, there's no din d'oraisa. There has to be a Melech. That's a din midrabanan. Midaraisa, it should be someone very, very chashuv. We just can't think of anyone more chashuv than a Melech. But if you don't have a Melech, or the Melech is unable to read, so let it be someone else who's extremely chashuv on a daraisa level. That would suffice. So anyway, so says the Mishnah, Parsha HaMelech Ketzan, how do we do the Parsha HaMelech? Motzai Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Amotzai Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkos, Bashmini, on the 8th year of the Shemitah cycle, B'motzai Shvius, which means the year after Shemitah, Osen Lo Bima Shel Eitz Ba'Azara, they make a big platform out of wood in the Azara, V'hu Yoshev Aleha, and he sits on this stage, Shenemer Miketz Shev Hashanim B'Moed, and Shnas Shemitah says, so Miketz Shev Hashanim means when the 7 years are over, and it's the 8th year, so B'Moed Shnas Shemitah means when the Shemitah is not totally over, because the Katzir Shal Shvius, that's Yotzei L'Motzai Shvius, still has Kedusha Shvius. So even though the Shemitah year on the calendar is over, the effects of Shemitah are not over. Right? We know that very well, that the effects of Shemitah last for some time after Shemitah. So Chazan HaKnesses, the Shamash that's in charge of the Beis HaKnesses and the Azara to bring the Sefer Torah in and to take it out and to be Mafshit the Teva from, to be Mafshit the Aron from all the curtains and stuff. So the one who takes care of things, Notel Sefer Torah, Venosel the Rosh HaKnesses. He gives it to the Gabbai. The Gabbai of the Beis HaKnesses is the one that gives out all the Kibudim. Verosh HaKnesses, Notel the Skan, and he gives it to the Skan Kohen Gadol. Vaskan, Notel the Kohen Gadol. The Skan gives it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, Notel the Melech, and he gives it to the Melech. Vamelech, Omer the Mekabel, Vekori Yoshev. And the Melech is Mekabel the Sefer Torah, and he reads from it while sitting down. Agrippa Samelech, but Agrippa Samelech, who was a descendant of Hordus, and during his reign, the Mikdash Sheni was destroyed, and he was very machmer on himself that even though a Melech is allowed to sit while reading from the Torah, Omad v'kibel v'kare omed. He read from the Torah while standing. V'shibchu chachamim, and the chachamim praised him for it. Ukshigia l'losucha lase salecha ish nachri asher lo achichu. The pasuk continues when he got to the pasuk that you're not allowed to have an ish nachri as a melech. Zolgu ein of demos. He started to cry because it dawned on him that, or he knew about it the whole time, but it became more in the center of his consciousness that he was pasul from malchus because he's mizera hordus, who is an eved, and he's not roy for the malchus. It's Gemara at the beginning of Babasra that the last descendant of the Beis Chashmonai before she committed suicide said that anyone that comes and tells you that they're from the Beis Chashmonai, you should know he's an Eved, and there is no one left from the Beis Chashmonai. So here was an Eved. So Armelo Al Tisyari Agrippa. So the Jewish people said to him, don't be afraid about this, Agrippa. Achinu ata, achinu ata. No, your mother's Jewish. You're not an Eved. You're achinu. You're one of us. The Chor, it's a little bit strange that Agrippa, when did he cry? Devarim Perik Yitzayin Pasuk Tezvav. Lo sucha lo seis alecha ish nachri. Now, that is after the Pasuk of Mikerev Achecha Tasum Alecha Melech. Meaning, if he was going to cry, he had earlier opportunity to cry. The Pasuk already had said that Mikerev Achecha, that you could only appoint a Melech Mikerev Achecha. So Ben Yoyada writes, yeah, but the earlier phrase in the Pasuk is a mitzvah sasei. The end of the Pasuk is a mitzvah lo sasei. And a lo sasei is more chamer than an asei. And when you're not onesh min hashamayim, there's no onesh min hashamayim for bitul mitzvah sasei, unless there's a shazam, unless there's a time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. That's what Gemara Menachos Daf Mem says, that if, let's say, a person doesn't wear a beggar of Dal Kavfos, so he's not mechayiv himself in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So he just doesn't try to do a mitzvah say. So you don't get punished for that. There's no onus min hashamayim for that. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anyway angry. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anyway angry at things that we've done, so then he'll throw on punishment for that also. So a bit of mitzvah say is not going to bother Agrippa as much. But once he got to the los asay, then it was very frightening. In the Mincha Chareva, he writes that in the asay of Mikarev Achecha Tasma Lech Melech, that's only an iser b'shas minui, at the time of the appointment of the melech. So since it was already a long while after the minui, so he wasn't worried that they were going to be misalik him, that they were going to fire him. But the lav of l'sucha l'asei salach ish nachri is a constant iser. So every moment it's a violation of that lav. And therefore that was something that caused him a certain amount of anxiety, that every single moment he's in violation of that lav. So they told him, no, achinu ata, because your mother's Jewish anyway. That's the way Rashi understands. Tosas himself, Babas, was bothered by that because the Gemara says that anyone who says Kala Omer Beis Chashmonai Kasina is Eved Hu. So if Hordus or his children marry Jewish women, then they're not Avadim. So why would they be considered an Eved? In Yevamos, Tosas also asks on Rashi that it says over there that anyone who's Imam Yisrael is in fact Mikerev Achecha and is kosher to be a Melech. So if that's true, then there's nothing really wrong over here. So that's why Tosfos writes in Masechet Basra, his mother was not Jewish. When they said Achinu Ata, they meant to say that you're chayiv in mitzvos, because nevertheless chayiv in mitzvos ki isha. So you're Achinu Ata in mitzvos, that you're chayiv in mitzvos, at least like an isha is chayiv in mitzvos. The Kori Mitchilas Eila Advarim. So the Melech reads from the beginning of Sefer Dvarim ad Shema, until Shema, the Parsha of Shema and Parsha of Eschavim, u Shema and he reads the parsha of Shema Yisrael, which is Kabbalah Salmach Shemaim, and Vayim Shemoa, which is Kabbalah Sal Mitzvos, and then Aser Ta Aser, because Sukkot is the Chag HaOsif, so it's the time of Matnas Aniyim and Trumas and Maestros, so you got to read that about those Chiyuvim, and then Ki Techala Li Aser, which also talks about Biur Maestros, so you want to go through all the Chiyuvim of Maestros, and then you go back to Parsha Shoftim, and you read Parsha Samelech. The Parsha Melech, even though it's before the Parsha of Kisachal Aser, which is in Kisavo, you skipped it at first in order not to be mafsik between the Maestros-related Parshios, and then when he finishes the Maestros-related Parshios, he goes back to Parsha Samelech, Ubrachos Uklalos, and then he reads also the Brachos and Klalos in Parsha Kisavo, Acha Gomer Kala Parsha, until he finishes Parsha Kisavo. Brachos Kohen Gadol Mevarech Hosan, the same Brachos that Kohen Gadol says on Yom Kippur when he does his reading, HaMelech Mevarech Hosan. The Melech makes all of the same Brachos at the Hakel with one difference. Ela Shenosin Shal Regalim Tachas Michilus HaAvon. Whereas the Kohen Gadol is going to say the Brach, the middle Brach of Shemon Esrei of Yom Kippurim, the Melech, when he's reading on Sukkis, is going to have the middle Brach of Shemon Esrei of Yom Tov, and not the middle Brach of Shemon Esrei of Yom Kippurim, which is very Mestaver, obviously. So now the Mishnah says Bishmini Salkadaitach. It says before the Mishnah is Motzai Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag HaSukkos. So what do you mean Bishmini? Bishmini makes it sound like they're reading on Shmini Atzeres. Meaning we're assuming that Shmini, because it's Lashon Zachar, is going on the Yom and not the Shana. Shana is Lashon Nekeva. So since it says Bishmini, we're assuming you're talking about the eighth day of the holiday. But we just said that no, it's Motzai Yom Tov Harishon. It's not on the eighth day of the holiday. Say Ema Bishminis. You add in a letter there to turn it into the feminine so that you'll realize it's going on the eighth year, the Shana Hashminis, and not the Yom Hashmini. So now, the Pasuk had said, Miketz Sheva Shanim, B'moit Shnas HaShmita, B'chag HaSukos, B'vokal Yisrael Ra'os. So four different simanim about when the Zman of the Mitzvah is. V'kol Hani Lamali. Why do I need all these different markers of the actual date that they would do the Hakel? So Tzrichi, because Rachmana Miketz, if it only would have said Miketz Sheva Shanim, and would not have mentioned that it's Shnas HaShmita Avimina, Nimnu Mehashta. I would think you start counting you start the clock on those 7 years when Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that Mitzvah. And not from the actual Shemitah cycle. The Alf Gav Delo Misrami B'Shemitah, even though it doesn't turn out in Shemitah year. So, Kas Rachman Shemitah. That's why it had to give the second marker and say Shemitah. Because Rachman Shemitah, if it only would have said Shemitah and it would not have said B'moed, Havamina B'Sova Shemitah. I would think before Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year and the end of the Shemitah year. So, Kas Rachman B'moed. That's why it says B'moed, to let me know that it's in a Yom Tov in the year that follows the Shemitah year. Because B'moed, if it only would have said B'moed and would not have said Chakasukos, Havamina Mereisha. I would think, well, there's a Yantif that comes before Sukkot. Do it on Rosh Hashanah, it's also a Moed. Right? We just read in this past week's parasha, Eile Moed Hashem, and Rosh Hashanah is on the list of the Moed Hashem. So, Kas Rachman B'chag HaSukkos. That's why it says B'chag HaSukkos. V'Kas Rachman B'chag HaSukkos. And if it only would have said B'chag HaSukkos, and would not have said B'vo Kol Yisrael Le'ra'os, Havamin Afilu Yom Tov Achron, I would think that it's even on Shmini Atzeres. So, Kas Rachman B'vo Kol Yisrael, that Me'aschalta Demoi. That's why it says B'vo Kol Yisrael, when people initially show up, which is the beginning of the Yom Tov. That's when everyone comes to be Ol L'Regel. So, L'chora, it should turn out that you should read on Yom Tov Rishon, which is the very beginning of the Yom Tov, but on Yom Tov they can't build a bima, and the building of the bima is not Tochi Yom Tov, so therefore they have to, if they're going to build the platform, they're going to build the stage, it has to be a Motzai Yom Tov Harishon. Rashi points out, and they can't build the bima on Erev Yom Tov, just leave it there, because then it's going to be a Dochak Ba'azara B'Yom Tov. The Azara is crowded enough, you start putting new construction in there, it's going to be a nightmare. So they have to wait till afterwards, and they do a quick construction project right after Yom Tov is over, and they just put it together quickly. The Chazan HaKnesset notes every time, and also the Rosh HaKnesset. So we said the Chazan HaKnesset gives it to the Rosh HaKnesset, and he gives it to the Skan to the Kohen Gadol to the Melech. So it says, Shaminah, Cholkin Kovel L'Talmid B'Makom HaRav. We see that the Rosh HaKnesset and the Skan and the Kohen Gadol, they're all Talmidim L'Gabe the Melech, and yet we're on honoring them by giving them the Sefer Torah. So you see that you could give kavod to a Talmud b'makom harav. So Amar Abaye, no, kula mishum kavod de melech. It's all mishum kavod de melech. The same thing like we said by the Kohen Gadol with this kriya, that by going through multiple stages before you get to the final person, before you hit the top of the pyramid, before you get to the person who's the most mechubad, so that's a way of showing him kavod of how many stages there are. That it starts with the chash of a person, right? It starts with the chazan haknesses, is already a chash of a person. And it goes up and up and up and up till you get to the Melech. Agrippa Melech had this practice that he would read from the Torah standing up. So Omed Mechal Yoshev sounds like up until that point he was sitting down. But only Malchus Beis Tovah are allowed to sit in the Azor. Just like we said when we started this year today about the Kriyas HaMelech, that he stood in the by the Kriyas Kohen Gadol rather, that it was Ezra's Nashim. Here also it's in the Ezra's Nashim, so Agrippa Samelech is allowed to sit if he wants to. Vishibchu Chacham, and he started sitting down, and he only stood up to read. Vishibchu Chacham, Shibchu Mechal Deshaber Rabin. The fact that they praised him sounds like his being mochel on his cover and standing was a good thing. But Amar Vashi, Afilu Mandi Amar, Nasi Shmachal Kvodu Kvodu Machal, Melech Shmachal Kvodu Ein Kvodu Machal, Shnemer Somtas Melech Melech, Shetei Moso Alecha. But isn't a Melech not allowed to be mochel on his cover? After all, it's Shtei Emaso Alecha. There has to be that attitude of Emaso Alecha. So how could Agrippa Samelech be mochel on his kavod? Rav Elchanan, Kovit Shur, Masech Ksuba says, what do you mean? Shtei Emaso Alecha is a mitzvah on the Am. Melech Mochel Kavod Ein Kavod Mochel means that if he's mochel on his kavod, they still are obligated to treat him with kavod. But that's not a din klapa him. Emaso Alecha is not his din. So he says, Elamai, it is. Emaso Alecha is not Mishum Kavod HaMelech. It's Mishum Kavod Hamalchus, and the Melech has to respect the Malchus. Also, Utaf Yomi coincidence talking about a Melech. Yeah, come on, that counts, right? So that's it's about respect for the Malchus and not respect for the Melech itself. So it says Gemara, mitzvah shayni. That no, a mitzvah is different. So for a mitzvah, it's not considered a mechila on his kavod because it's hakol lichvodo. It's all for the kavod of the Borei Olam. So that's not considered a mechila on his kavod. Ukshigia lo suchalaseis. When he got to the isra of appointing an ish nachri as a melech, so he started to cry. So Tanu Mishmei Rabbi Nosson Ba'osu Shon is chayiv son Yisrael kloya. That at that moment Klal Yisrael was chayiv to be wiped out. Shechnifu lo lagripas because they fall. Flattered Agrippas. Amrav Shem ben Chalafta miyom shagavar agrofa shel chanufa. When the it's a play on words probably. When agrofa means the koach, but it's the same word as Agrippas, same letters as Agrippas. When the power of chanufa became so prevalent in the world, this avsu adinin, all the dinim mamnas, all the dinim Torah became corrupted because the dayanim were all being machnif, the balei din, and they weren't doing properly. V'niskalkulu amaisim, the way people behaved was a became terrible. People, gedolim would see over Aver and they wouldn't say anything about it. And no one can take the high road. No one could say, I'm better than you because no one's better than anybody because we all see terrible things happening and we don't say anything about it. We don't do anything about it. So that's on all of us. It's Yesh Biyadolim Chos V'lo Micha. We're all in that category. You're allowed to be machnef Rishoim who have power over you in this world, Shenemar, because the pasuk says in the Nevuah of Yeshaya, Lasadavo of Lo Yikari Od Lenovel Nadiv Ulechile Lo Yamar Shoa, that Lasadavo, a low life, will no longer be called a Nadiv, and someone who's a glutton and is always drinking wine, a drunk, you're not allowed to call a Shoa. It will not be called a Shoa anymore. Mechal Debal Mazeh Shari sounds like in this world, meaning at this point, it's mutter to do that. Rabbi Shimon Melaksham Mehacha, the idea that you're allowed to be Machnef L'Rishoyim is derived from the following pasuk. Kiros pnei elukim vatirzeni. Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, matzasi imna matzasi chayim beinecha. Please take my gift. I see your face. Kiros pnei elukim, as if I'm seeing a malach. So plika to Rabbi Levi. So and that's chanufa, right? Yaakov is showing chanufa to Esav because Esav is a powerful person. But that reading of what Yaakov did is plika to Rabbi Levi. Is against the way Rabbi Levi interprets Yaakov's statement. Amar Rabbi Levi, mashal shal Yaakov Esav ma davar dome. What was Yaakov doing? He was very clever. Imagine someone invites somebody to his house and the guest realizes that, oh no, he invited me here to get me here alone so that he can kill me. So Amalo, what does the guest do? Mashiach. He says, oh, this, the taste of this food, it tastes exactly like what I had once when I was eating at the king's house. So Amar, so the Balabai says, uh-oh, Yadalei Malka, this guy's a Makur of Lamalchus. I better not start up with him. Mistafi v'lo katilei. So I can't start up with him. So that's what Yaakov was saying to Esav. You look like a Malach. And Esav says, how does he know what a Malach looks like? So that it becomes a little more frightening to start up with him. Amar Blazer, Kalad Mashish B'chanufa, maybe Af Li'olam, brings anger into the world. Shemar V'chanfi Lev Yasimu Af. V'lo Or El L'Shein Tefilas V'Nishmas. Hashem is not likely to listen to his tefila. Shenemar Lo Yishavu Ki Asaram. That Lo Yishavu means that Kodesh Baruch is not going to listen to the tefila. Okay, the six memos of Reblazer about the Yisra of Chanufa have a simon of Af Uber Gehenem Biyado Nida Gola. So we'll do one more. V'amar Reblazer Kolim Sheish V'Chanufa Afilu Uberim Shemayimun Mekalim Elso. Anyone who has Chanufa, even the fetuses in the mother's womb are going to be mekal. The same fetuses that sang Shira at the Yam, right? Even a fetus could be mekal. Shenamar Omer L'Rasha Tzadikata Yikavu Amim Yizamu L'Umim. So Ve'in Kov El Klala. Kov means a Klala. Shenamar Lo Kabo El, because Bilam Rasha says Ma Kov Lo Kabo Kel, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Klal Yisrael to be cursed. Ve'in La'om Elu Ubarin, and La'om means fetuses. Shenamar, because the pasuk says when Hashem says to Rivka about the twins that she has, Ula'om Mila'om Ya'emat. So you see that even fetuses are makala the person who has chanufa. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow Elisha is going to be giving the shir. I will be out of town for a chasana, and I will be back on whatever the day after tomorrow is. It's tomorrow, whatever it is. Tomorrow's Wednesday, I'll be back Thursday. Okay.